Hi, welcome to the Trot's Talk podcast for this Wednesday, the 8th of February. Simon Harrison with you and Amanda Rando. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Simon. Big week ahead in harness racing.
Yeah, it's really warming up now, isn't it, with the Sky Racing Carnival of Miracles to kick off this Saturday night with the feature race, the Chariots of Fire.
Yeah, it's what a race it's turned out to be. I think it's one of the best clashes of the season. We've got the boom pacer, Lazarus, who's drawn well in Barrier 4, and obviously Salty Robin as well in Barrier 5. And both horses have that early speed when needed. So, look, as soon as the barrier draw was released on Monday, connections of Salty Robin were quick to tweet about the draw and say that they think it's perfect for their horse. And he's unbeaten in 10 starts this season, and just 3 starts ago, Simon, he sat parked and went 149.2. So he's been very dominant this season. Lazarus, on the other hand, he's just completed the Victoria Cup and Bonanza double. So it's certainly expected to be some fireworks early, but you know, outside of these two race favourites, there's plenty of depth to this race. Mark Purden and Natalie Rasmussen, they have the 3 runners in the field. They've got Our Waikiki Beach as well, and Let's Chase the Dream. Interestingly, Natalie will drive Our Waikiki Beach, and they've asked Luke McCarthy to take the reins on Let's Chase the Dream, which I think is the catch drive of the year, because Let's Chase the Dream, Simon, he's been very impressive in Sydney lately. He's had 2 starts here in recent weeks, and he won first up at Menangle rating 149.9. So if the speed's on, he's certainly a horse you can't rule out in this Chariots. Another horse that's been super impressive is the Queenslander McGregor. He flew home to finish second in the Palface Adios Stakes last start, and he ran his last half in 53.1, which he is low-level flying around Menangle. So, yeah, look, there's some top horses in this race. But, yeah, if I was having a first four, I think Lazarus would be my horse to beat ahead of Salty Robin, McGregor, and Let's Chase the Dream.
I was a little surprised with the tab fixed odds that there was such a gap between Lazarus and Salty Robin. I thought they might have been a little closer in the market.
Yeah, well, that's currently Salty Robin's at $4.80 and Lazarus is $1.45. So, yeah, I thought the same as well. You know, like Salty Robin, you don't win 10 races in a row and, you know, in top grade as well at Menangle and running the times, you know, easily. So, I think, you know, the $4.80 is good value for Salty Robin. So just the tactics is going to be so interesting of this race. The first 400 metres, I think, is going to say a lot about the end of the race.
About how much speed up front there is.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just looking at iForm have put together the speed map for the Chariots of Fire. And they think the 2 arm of the gun will be the early leader because both Salty Robin and Lazarus, they've got the speed there, but they just sort of amble out when needed. So, it'll be interesting to see, you know, if Mark Purden clicks up Lazarus to find the top straight away, or if, you know, yeah, it's going to be very interesting.
Outside of the Group 1 Chariots, we've got another great undercard of racing. The Group 2 Cybilia for the Mares is just one of the other features. Cyclone Kate's your favourite here at $3.80, just ahead of Frith at $4.20. Good field.
Yeah, top field. Obviously, the winner of this race earns an invitation to the Ladyship Mile at Menangle on February 25. And Frith, she's the defending champion of that race. And she's, as you just said, she's the second favourite, but she's first up from a spell. We haven't seen a race since July, and there was a question mark around if she, if she'd be heading to the breeding barn or will she come back to race again. So she's back. She won a trial at Menangle last Tuesday. She went 153.7, so that's probably why there's some early support for her. I spoke to Luke McCarthy yesterday, and he's driving Frith on Saturday night, and he drove against her in that trial, but Luke was quite impressed with how she went. The mare with the best form in this field, though, Simon, is Sally Fletcher, who's gone from strength to strength this time in. She's currently $15 chance, and she's won her last 2 starts around the 152 and change. She beat some good mares 2 starts ago to win, so she's probably your value bet for the race.
In the Trotters free-for-all, Vic Cheval is the $3.50 favourite. Looks to be a bit of depth here.
Yeah, it sure is. It's certainly an open race, and the market reflects that. The David Aiken trotter, Vic Cheval, is the early pick. She won the Group 3 George Gasp free-for-all three starts ago. Then you have the local trotter, Tough Monarch, is in the next line of betting. And then, yeah, it is a bit wide after that. Co-trainers Joe and Mary Rando, they have four horses in the feature, while Blake Fitzpatrick is probably one of the leading trotting conditioners here in New South Wales. He's represented with Mr. Cool Sierra. And this horse, he ran a disappointing fourth last start, but I spoke to Blake yesterday, actually, and he said the horse had the thumps after that run, but he has recovered well, and he's drawn well in barrier two for this race, and he's currently $12.
Yeah, looking forward to a great night at Menangle on Saturday, headlined by the Chariots of Fire. Now, we're a week into the Teal Pants campaign, Amanda, and I noticed a bit of money's been tipped into the till.
Yeah, it sure has. So, yeah, for those that don't know, all the female drivers in New South Wales, and it's actually gone nationwide this year, are wearing teal-coloured pants to raise awareness for ovarian cancer up until March 11. And we've had 12 winners so far in New South Wales. And so what that means is Harness Racing New South Wales donates $200 for every winner driven by a female in New South Wales during this time. So that's $2,400 that's been raised for the Women's Cancer Foundation. And, of course, Tabcorp are matching that. So a total of $4,800 has been raised just from the New South Wales wins alone. So we have a few ambassadors for the cause, including Kerri-Anne Turner, Ellen Rickson and Emma Turnbull, who've all driven winners so far. So it's good to see their name up early in the winners' circle.
Fantastic. And the Carnival of Cups meeting is at Orange this Sunday. The meeting on the grass was a success.
Yeah, it was. So the prelude for this Carnival of Cups meeting was last Sunday at Towick Park, which is the thoroughbred track and obviously a grass track. And they raced in the opposite direction as well to how we normally race here in Australia. But, yeah, all those female drivers I just mentioned to you before about in the teal pants, they're actually taking part in a special invitational drivers race at Orange this Sunday. And some of the other drivers that have been invited to contest include the Miracle Mile winning reinsman Steve Turnbull and Matt Roos. It's kind of a girls versus the boys race. But yeah, no, it's a fantastic meeting coming up. They've got the local council's really supported harness racing at Towick Park and have thrown in a bit of money towards prize money. So there's good prize money up for grabs. And I'm really looking forward to it, Simon. I'm going to be there Sunday. I'll be at Menangle Saturday, so I'll be all over the place.
Ah, good stuff. It might be a warm day in Orange on Sunday. What are they saying for the weekend? Mid-30s in the city. It'll be pretty hot up there.
Yeah, and I think Saturday's meant to be pretty warm too, so a pretty warm night at Menangle, which is very interesting, because if it's a warm night, they'll be running plenty of time, that's for sure.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll have a chat to you on Saturday morning and we'll get your thoughts in detail for every race on the card.
Yeah, sounds great. Really looking forward to it, Simon.
10:35 on Saturday morning. Amanda, catch you then. Thanks very much for your help with the podcast. We'll do it again next Wednesday.
Sounds good. It's a pleasure. Thank you.